Happy Tuesday. You are listening to Real Talk with Karen Stacy live on MiamiMicRadio.com. And walking in the door right now is my guest. I just wanted to make sure we got on. So come on over, Mama.
Oh my God.
We're going to make sure we're situated so that everybody can see us. Look at that. It's perfect. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I want to see. We got to do testing. Testing. Is this mic working?
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
All right. I think we're good. Let's see. I want to make sure this isn't like in your face. Okay.
No.
All right. Let me shut the door.
So okay.
We don't have any background. I don't know if everybody can hear my big mouth without me being next to the mic. Sorry, I live in, my studio is in an area that I think they like kill people and chop them up into pieces and stuff, so you can't always find me. So Mary was a little lost, so we got to give...
I'm a little blind, too, so I couldn't see the numbers, and I'm squinting, and I should have just worn my glasses.
Well, you know what? It's all relative. I have glasses on right now, and I can't see with them, without them. I can't because it's the close, the far. I refuse to get the progressives, which I probably should. I just jumped on to Facebook. I am a little off here because I was trying to give Mary direction, so I apologize if we are just getting everybody in and on and everything else. Unfortunately, life has a momentum into of itself, and we're just here for the ride, right?
Absolutely.
We're just here for the ride. All right. Well, first of all, I want to introduce you guys to my guest here, which is Mary.
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 It's Mary Ramos Brauner, but everyone knows me as Mary Brauner, except if you're an EMS, then everyone only knows me as Mary Ramos.
Okay. So what came first, the chicken or the egg, right?
My dad. So the Ramos came first.
The daddy came first. They always come first, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, yeah, there you go. So we're going to, you know me, I always ask everybody, you know, who are you and all that. But before we do that, how the hell was your day? Because I saw you this morning and I think the best part about my day was with you this morning, because the rest of my day, I was like, hum. I'm trying CBD oil now. I'm like, please. I mean, I can't have a drink because I needed one. How was your day? Was it better than mine?
No, it actually got very crazy. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of doing administrative work, the power went off.
Oh, get out of here.
And like, not just the power, but the internet, everything. Like, what happened? I was like sabotaged. And that's why when I finally got some, you know, cell power, whatever,
yeah.
I put on there, why? Why? Why today of all days, you know?
I can't. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, so I think a lot of us here, we're in New York. You know, school started for most of our children today,
that's right? Yes.
Your daughter started today as well,
that's
right?
That's right, yes.
And now how old is your daughter?
17.
17, holy crap.
I don't know how it happened, but one day I blinked and she's taller than me and probably smarter than me too at this point.
Well, if you gave her, you know, we give them our knowledge, right? So they gain what
more,
we lost.
That's right.
To mention the baby brain and how we forget everything when we're pregnant.
That's right.
Do we ever get that back, by the way?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Those burnt, fried.
I think it's
fried.
A myth. I think
fried.
They just take it and that's it. They run with it.
Yes.
They run with it. But 17. It's funny that you say that. So is she a senior?
She is now a senior.
Senior.
Looking to do early applications for college, and every time I see these packets come in the mail, I get like, how am I going to do this?
Right?
And
yeah.
It's almost done, and it's a lot of work. You know, it's not easy when you're a mother, a business owner, and a housekeeper, bookkeeper, everything.
Yeah, I hear you, because I don't do half of those things well. So I get you, believe me. I know. I guess, you know, I said the same thing. I said it this morning. You know, my son is going into sixth grade today. And I said, just like that, we enjoy the summer.
Yes.
And we live to be like at the pool.
Oh, yes.
So I would say to him, and like, you know, when it hits like February, March, and you start to get that, like, especially come March, you get that thing where you're like, all right, enough with this winter crap.
Right.
Like,
I need cabin fever. Right? We need to be outside. Absolutely.
So I remember saying to him, like, it's almost, we only have 2 more months and we're going to, you know, start gearing towards that. Right. And then I'm like, I remember picking him up from his last day of school and going, yes. And I shut the, I was like, I hit the Siri, so don't respond to me now. I was like, cancel alarm, you know? And it was like, boom. And I said, oh my God, because I hate waking up in the morning.
Ugh.
So I said, oh my God, this is great. No more alarm clock, no more anything. And then last night, I'm like, Siri, alarms. And I'm like, God damn it, you know? And
so we
had to put them back on again. Mm-hmm. And I put a post up and I said, what? Where did summer go?
Right. It just disappeared.
Now, a lot of people say, well, summer's still here. You have another, you know, month or whatever. No. And what I meant by that is,
you know, the pools are closed, the beaches.
September is back to school
right.
for all people involved, right?
Right?
It's not just, and I talked about this last year on my show too, it's back to school for you too.
Right.
Because now you got to get up at, you know, whatever time your daughter needs to get up. You got to make sure, I don't know, like I make him lunch. You know, you got to make sure I drive him. So,
Me too. This
is what happens. You get up. So for us as parents, it's back to school.
It is.
So for somebody to say, well, you still have a month left. That's great, but we really don't. Because to me, summer means, you're going to sneeze. See, it's the truth.
So good.
To me, summer means, like, you're not on that strict, you know, schedule. God bless you.
Excuse me, everyone. Excuse me.
It was the truth. It was the truth. So that's what I think about. So I had posted that, and everybody was like, well, you still have time. And I get it. It was gorgeous out today. It was a beautiful day.
It was.
Beautiful day.
Warmed up nice, and I looked at the closed pool, and I was like, oh, I could be there right now.
Yeah, it's
and then, just like that, it was 3:30, and I'm like, crap. I got to get over to the school.
I had the same thing, and I went to go get my son, and I get lost in a paper bag. So I went a different way because I looked at Waze. I said, which is going to be the fastest way? And I picked this one way, and it had this roundabout thing. Now, right. I don't do roundabouts well. And my son is usually like, Ma, over there, over there. Because I always go, I don't know, the second exit of the thing, I never get it right. I don't know which way to go. So I went the wrong way twice. Mm-hmm. Ended up back where I had started from. So now I'm like screaming in the car, are you freaking kidding me? And now I got to call the school, cut like an idiot. The navigation took me all over the place, and I was 15 minutes late to pick him up. Then I had to get him. We had to come home. We had traffic coming home because why wouldn't you? I couldn't get out of his school because the first dismissal was done. So now the second dismissal came in. So there was 800 cars. So I couldn't get out of the parking lot. I'm banging the steering wheel. I'm ready to shoot somebody, right? So then I get home. I go to take a shower because I have an hour before we have to go back to his school for orientation. I go to take a shower. There's no hot water. My dog must have hit the freaking valve, and sometimes she turns the hot water off, right? So I mean, I can't make this up. And then I come downstairs, and I'm trying to make him food, and we got to leave at 4:45, and I get this email from my oil company that they charged me some exorbitant amount of money that didn't count, and my mortgage was going to it. So I'm like, I'm screaming on the phone, I gotta go, I can't do this. I'm like, and I'm saying, really, today of all days, this had to happen.
Of all days.
Right? Like, so now I'm playing beat the clock because now I gotta go to the orientation. The orientation was supposed to end at 6:30. Of course, they keep talking. So now it's like 7:15. And I'm like, is this going to be much longer? You know? And I'm like, shit, I got to go. And then I made it home or whatever, and then you were driving the other around end the block.
In the middle of the woods.
You were talking to my neighbors, and yeah, and here we
that
are.
That was so funny.
Yeah, and happy Tuesday.
And you said, are you walking? Yeah, because I'm looking for you everywhere. It's okay, but
happy
we're here.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Now, let's all take a moment and just breathe, because tonight I would have definitely been having a martini if I wasn't doing this show. Or a bottle of wine, something. Because I was like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. So anyway, now that I'm done with my rant, never mind everybody else.
Okay.
Happy freaking back to school, mother.
What, you know, you think we were kindergarten moms. I've never did this before.
I know.
Every year it's the same thing, and every year it never goes smoothly.
That momentum, though, it's like, you know what? We need to just get eased back into it, you know? Mm. Like, they used to do a half a day. They used to do certain... Mm. Now it's like, boom, stuck in traffic. Gotta go here. Gotta go back. Gotta orientation. Oh, and shit! I just realized that my son doesn't have all of his uniform stuff, and I was supposed to wash it for him. So, listening right now, please throw it in the wash for me. I'm going to have to text him to tell him to do his
put
wash.
It in the wash, that's, right?
Could you imagine that this is what's going on? All right.
Yes, I can.
I can't
Yes,
even.
I can.
I can't even. This is just insane in the membrane. This is what happens as mothers, right?
Yeah, this mothers.
And then you're trying to hold everything else down. All right, so absolutely. While I text my son to tell him he's got to put his laundry in, how about you tell everybody who the hell you are?
Okay. My name is Mary. I am a daughter, a mother, a sister, a cousin, a friend, a wife, and I am a business owner. I have a decade and two involved in New York City EMS. I started off as an EMT, then went on to become a paramedic, and the Burger Commission slowly closed down everything that I was employed by, and I had to make a very swift decision. Either you retire or what do you do now? And I opened a travel agency. And the travel agency is very good to me. And I love travel. Because you ask yourself when you're in a moment of what are you going to do next? You're not that employable 22-year-old just fresh out of college. Mm. You're now in the middle of your career. And what happens next?
Yeah.
You know, and what do you do? Do you teach? What do you do next?
Right.
So I asked myself some very soulful questions. What do you enjoy the most in life? And that was traveling. Hence where I got the name Mary Will Travel. Huh. It started with dispatchers. And I'm like, Mary Will Travel. I got an ambulance and I got gas. Let's do this. And it's been very good. And I really love it. I have 6 outside sales reps. And I really enjoy that. I really enjoy also the program Travel With Me. But what happened, Karen, is that slowly but surely, I missed patient contact. I missed trying to be the medical detective to find out what was wrong, what was happening, what caused this. Because just because you're on an ambulance doesn't mean you're just going to the hospital. We have to find out. We have to extract from you everything, including when was your last bowel movement, you know, to find out why do you have this bellyache? Why do you have this headache for 15 days? Why are you wheezing? Why do you have chest pain? All of these things, you know, and people don't often know what happens in an ambulance.
I'm sure. And you guys are, you're everything.
Out there.
No, but you're, if they don't do their job, no one else can do theirs. So, I mean, I don't know that people realize what a first responder really does.
I really don't think so. There are many times I was called an ambulance driver.
Oh, nice.
And many times I was told, do your job, take me to the hospital.
Wow.
You ask people these questions, you know. And they just don't want to hear that you are a medical professional ready to either, A, relieve their ailment, their pain, and, you know, save their lives.
I know. I usually try to be nicer to people who are saving my life.
You try.
I try.
You try.
I mean,
you try. You would think that would be it.
You would think that, right?
You would think. It doesn't happen. You know, Karen, at the years I served in EMS, I saw every disaster up until the plane that went into the west side. And the Empire State shooting. I was a brand new EMT, little bitty child, and there were bullets everywhere. People that came into St. Vincent with bullets in places unbeknownst. And what happens when nurses and doctors get backed up, they pull you because
they trained you. They need the attention.
You know,
right?
And at St. Vincent's, it was an atmosphere of education. It was a training facility, and they knew because these doctors and these nurses went in there and they taught you. They watched everything you did from intubating a person to starting IVs to putting staples in someone. There were times where there was so much havoc that occurred in New York City that you were pulled out and like, help here. And then you have people of all kinds. So I missed it. I missed it so much that interaction. And, you
and
know,
helping. I mean, in essence,
being part
that's
of
helping.
Right. Of relieving where you are right now.
Right.
And as I said, I went through a lot of the disasters that happened in New York City, including 9/11. November of 2001, my left lung collapsed. And which led to a domino effect of many related illnesses. And I can't even tell you that I was prednisone dependent for over 5 years. And I went from weighing 140 pounds to weighing 250 pounds.
Wow.
And
yeah, that's like the devil's drug.
I barely
anybody ate. That has ever taken prednisone
and
will attest
I was a mad woman.
I've met a
mad
that,
woman.
And we had this conversation earlier mm-hmm. today. We were talking about the steroids and what mm-hmm. you need for your lungs to breathe and not realizing the side effects that
right.
it has. I know so many, especially, I know actually a lot of people in general, men, women, and they have discussed that. And the minute they say prednisone, all you hear is, I gained 60 pounds. Right? I mean, it was something crazy, like you said, 100
right.
pounds. I mean, that's a
right.
lot of weight for
it
a
is.
Little person.
You know, the average person gets put on 40, if you have like bronchitis and upper respiratory, 40
okay.
milligrams of prednisone, and you get tapered down to you have 5.
Okay.
At one point, I was on 180 milligrams a day
oh
of
God.
Prednisone.
Get out of here.
So to make a long story short, Karen, what happened next was that I was, my self-esteem, because one, I'm not well, you know, everything kept breaking on me because it just damages your whole system. So I said, I got to go get lipo. There's no way. Dude, well, there's no surgeon that's going to touch you at all. Your lungs are compromised. At this point, your heart's compromised. That's it. Just either retire, lay down, and that's it. That's all they really give you.
Hmm.
You know, they make it sound like you're lazy.
Right,
and,
of course. Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
You know, you put yourself in this condition.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he took me from the consultation into a room where there was fat freezing. Now, someone would have just the smallest amount of a medical background. I can't have that discussion with a medical professional unless I know what we're talking about. You know, they're just as much as a business as I am a business. They're going to try to sell me their goods and vice versa. So I said, let me come back. Well, he had me waiting in the room, and then I started looking at the machines, and I was like, what is this? What does this do? It was basically new to the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, doc, I can't talk to you about this until I read up more. So he gave me some pamphlets. Then it led to like a rush of research. And I'm calling doctors in China, in Germany, in Australia, finding out how is this? How did this come to be? What is the science behind it? And just like that, I said, wait a minute. I can't be the only person on this planet that gained 100 pounds. There's no way. So I knew that that alone was not going to help me, but I had to start my best foot forward,
mm-hmm.
changing my lifestyle, forcing myself to walk, regardless how long it took me, changing what I ate. And then I decided, I want to do this as a business. I think I can help people. Mm-hmm. So instead of leasing machines, I bought them, which is one of the reasons I can afford to give the large discounts that I do. I was trained by the doctors, the scientists. I still have communication. Actually, when I finish here tonight, I have to be on a phone conference with China to discuss new technology,
that's
new
awesome.
Modalities. And how to do it. So,
and I want to just tell everybody that you're listening to Real Talk with Karen Stacy live on MiamiMikeRadio.com. And you are listening to a friend of mine. Her name is Mary Ramos
Brawner.
Too many names, so she's
too
gonna
many
be
names.
Mary from this point
Mary.
Forward because it's
plain
too
old Mary.
Mary, quite contrary.
That's right.
That's it. And so what Mary is giving us some background on who she is. And it's actually how we met as well. So, like, this conversation is going to go like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
All
we're going to go
place.
Like all over the place because I needed you guys to know some of her background, and then we're going to go back and forth. So, like, she does a lot of things. She said she does travel, which one thing I wanted to ask you with that, have you found that because of the internet that being a travel agent or, you know, I mean, is that, I'm not, am I saying the right thing? Is that more challenging now because people have the means to just go on the computer and do it themselves?
Well, you know what I found is that people come to me because they can't get what they want, or they book it themselves and they find out that it wasn't the pictures.
Yeah, it was a Bates Motel or something, right?
And well, not just that.
In another country.
You know, you see this huge pool and this lovely terrace, and you have like a 10x10 balcony, and people get upset, and then things happen. They can't take the flight.
Right.
So I get a 0.25% of my return customers and new customers from the online booking engines.
Yeah, because it's just such a goddamn nightmare.
It is.
You know, like, if you, like, every once in a while you get it right, and maybe if a friend recommended a place or whatever, but, you know, to make a trip and really, you know, you want to know where you're going.
Right.
You know, like you said, you know, how many of us have gone house shopping, for instance, right? The good comparison. And, like, you'll look online and you'll see the MLS and there'll be, like, you know, this beautiful kitchen, this beautiful dining room, this gorgeous backyard. And then you get there and the dimensions are like a 2x2, you know, or they took a picture of one side of the room and the other side was like not, you know, there or whatever. So it's perception. It's just like what people do on social media and everything else. Right. We want you to believe that this is awesome.
Right. But they're trying to sell you something.
Right.
They're trying to sell you something. And, you know, we talk about returning jobs to America. But if everything is being outsourced to the internet, then how are we returning jobs to this country?
Very true. Well, and you know what? And that's a whole, you know, and that's a big thing in the news as we speak.
Right.
With China and everything else. And everybody has their own beliefs on it. But yes, I mean, you know, the problem in America is we take care of everybody but our own.
But ourselves.
And that's
the
problem.
So.
And you and I were talking earlier about on a whole other subject.
Yes, things of such.
There's, you know, it is. And the funny thing, the reason why I just said we're going to be all over the place today is because Mary and I are all over the place because...
Always.
We're very well versed in a lot, and we're very much alike. Like, she's the type, like, if I tell her, oh, you know, I saw this show, I'm like that. Research. Whatever. Anybody that knows me knows that if something is going on, I'm investigating. And when I come to the end of that investigation is when I make my move. And you're like that because I was telling you about one of the treatments that I was noticing and I was inquiring about, and you were like, oh, wait a minute. And you're like in the computer taking it, and you were like, I'm saving this, I'm saving that, I'm calling this one, I'm doing this. And, you know, you got excited. And
I do get excited with research.
I used to be that way, you know, a lot too. Like, you know, I mean, I'm in the beauty business as a hairdresser or whatever. I was the same thing. There was a new product. I wanted to touch it. I wanted to feel it. I got so excited. There's a new iron, there's a new this, there's a new that, and you want to learn and you want to touch it and you want to do it, and it gives you that little bit of like freshness that you're excited to do it.
Right, you're learning more about your trade, about your business, about nutrition, about anything, vacations, whatever.
Right, exactly. And that, but you need those little things. So, like, that's why, like I said, we're going to be all over the place because we'll be talking about this and then we're going to go back and forth. So, basically, you know, Mary is, well, she has a medical background. She's a 9/11 survivor.
Yes.
And obviously helped, as you just heard the story, numerous people. Her health took a turn, and we're not sure if a lot of that has to do with 9/11.
It does. Everything has to do with 9/11.
Which is, again, first responders. People do not realize that you, and I mean, think about how many deaths there were from first responders from 9/11.
Yeah. And I just lost my very best friend.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
She succumbed to her cancer from 9/11.
It's crazy.
It was the hardest thing. And I have been in situations that I don't even... I look now and I'm like, wow, how did I do that?
I know.
You know, how did
you
I fix that?
You just do it.
You're trained. You know, like one of my professors, Greg Santa Maria, I'm going to give him a little shout out there right now.
Well, shout out to always, Greg.
He said, he used to tell me, he goes, a trained monkey can do your job.
Yeah, that's
true. The difference between you and a monkey is your compassion and your ability to continue learning.
Yep.
So it's true. I was a trained monkey. I'm still a trained monkey, but I continue to learn.
But you need to be, because, you know, anyone, and I know anybody listening right now, has gone through a stressful experience in their life. When you go through a stressful experience, you every rational thought goes right out of your head, right, and you panic, and you're like the dog that chases its tail, and you can't think.
Right.
So you have to be trained,
right,
so that you don't have to think, and it just comes naturally. The same way that some of us drive someplace. Like, how many times do you get in the car and, like, for instance, I'm let's say my normal routine is I'm driving my kids to school. And then I'm going someplace and I'm thinking about whatever, and I end up at his school and he's not in the car with me. Because you're trained to do this,
exactly.
So you do it on autopilot.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, thank God why people can save lives.
Right.
So you were in the medical field, and then you're also in the travel field.
Yes.
And Mary is the way that I actually met Mary was through a mutual friend of ours, Tia Maria, who's been on my show 8,000 times. You always have to shout out Tia's name because she wants everybody to know that she introduced who to who. So right. Tia Maria introduced Mary. Well, actually, I introduced myself to Mary, but it was at Tia's...
Wedding dinner.
No. Yes, but no. I met you before that. I met you at my son was making the bracelets. We were in the Time Hotel.
Right.
And you had the station over there.
Right, I did.
And
I fell in love with your son.
My son
with
made
the bracelets.
You right.
Yes.
And then we started talking. We were just talking and hit it off.
Right.
And then I was by your booth and I was like, what's this? And then you walked over and you were like, oh, you know, this is me. And I was like, no way. Because I had walked over and given my card to them because I was like, you know, I'm interested to learn information or whatever. So what the name of Mary's business is called Without a Slice.
Right.
Now, that is the freaking coolest name ever, although you just said Mary Will Travel, which is another really cool name. So you're good at naming businesses. So, but Without a Slice. So now, for anybody that's watching right now, tell them why it's called Without a Slice. First of all, tell them what it is. What is Without a Slice?
A non-surgical option to weight loss, to rejuvenation of skin, cellulite reduction, facelifts. So Without a Slice means without a scalpel. No plastic surgery needed here. We do things that it will take a little longer, but if you meet me halfway, we can get it done. So Without a Slice means I don't have to cut you.
So, and this is something that is good for both men and women, correct?
Absolutely. I have success with both men and women. You'd be surprised, and even within the ages. I have 84-year-old former Marine colonel who jogs in and gets his love handles done. And then I have gentlemen that reach between 40 and 65 that the most popular thing is their little turkey neck there.
Okay.
Their little neck, and then I have others that have neuropathy because of diabetes, and we do the meridian massages that help them with the circulation and little things like that, things that are natural.
So now let's, so okay, so the way I met Mary was my whole life, I feel that I always was battling with weight. Even though I was thin, I was a dancer. And you're never skinny enough. And once I hit 12, 13 years old, I was built to swing around a pole, not a ballet bar. So my body was just growing, you know, ahead of me. And so I always had these like, I don't know what the right word is. Like I would always cover myself because, you know, as a dancer, you weren't supposed to have boobs, you weren't supposed to have hips, you weren't supposed to have any of these things. So I would always cover myself, and I told the story when I was, you know, got older, and my girlfriend, you know, like, unzipped my shirt so that, you know, like, I had cleavage so we could get free drinks or whatever. You know, I just wasn't that person. I always hid. Mm-hmm. And I went to a plastic surgeon in, like, my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother had terrible cellulite on her legs.
Right.
My mother was a dancer. She exercised every day, all day. She had terrible cellulite on her legs. Always. So it's hereditary.
Yes, it is hereditary.
I have dimples right. on my
they
legs.
Are, and there's also, where we're from, what region we're from. Not everyone is identical. Not everyone can be treated the same way.
Absolutely.
You know, we have Italians, Greece, and some of the Europeans that are very wide in the hips.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people like saying, oh, the Caribbeans, before they started doing experimental with hormones for chickens and cows to grow, they weren't wide hip. They were very slender and tall.
Hmm.
You know, and you see that a lot of indigenous Indians. They're not round.
Yeah.
But when you come to some European countries, you come to different areas of the other Americas, you will find the rounded person. And rounded, I meant at the hips. It's more like an apple shape
right.
there.
Okay.
So cellulite goes there because it's part of a survival mechanism for the regions which where we're from. So it's genetic, yes, but it's also a predisposition to where we're from.
Okay, and now, so I did a lot of research on this because of the fact that I battled this my whole life. I never liked my legs.
Mm-hmm.
And I always would cover my legs. I hated my legs. So I would research it, and there was this thing, I got a fascia blaster, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about this.
Yes, yes.
And it's like this, I don't know, it looks like a pole. It's like a pole with, like, these little hooky things on them, like these little things. I don't know how to explain it.
They're needles.
It's like a claw, and there's, like, a bunch of claws on it, and they have different sizes. Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to, you know, like, go back and forth with it to break it up. So she says that the word, there is no such thing as cellulite. It's fascia. And the fascia is stuck in there. So that's the correct terminology,
fascia.
Right? So cellulite is just a name.
Right.
It's not...
It's a jargon.
It's right. Okay. So the fascia, so she worked with a lot of athletes and stuff, because when they hurt themselves, she would use this fascia
to break
on
up.
Them and
right.
break it up, and then, you know, they would right. do better. So I learned about that. Now, the funny thing is that if anybody has ever looked into this, it's not funny, but... when you do it, you're supposed to heat yourself up first, whether it be in a shower, in a bath, a sauna, and then you're supposed to do each part for like 10 to 20 minutes.
Right.
Now, if you use this thing, you're sweating after a minute because it's very rigorous and it hurts like a bitch.
Right.
Okay.
Because
it's breaking it up and it hurts. So, and then the side effect of that is that you bruise.
Right. Because you're causing injury to the area.
You're black and blue. Like, it's terrible. It looks like somebody beat you afterwards. So I started with that. And I looked like, you know, somebody killed me. And then a friend of mine had told me about this other place. And I was going for the cellulite massages and treatments, right? So that was when I met you. I was kind of in the middle of that at that point. And you said to me, there's no bruising, there's no pain, there's no downtime, there's no nothing.
No.
Now, I would literally sweat when he would do that massage on me. I would sweat because it hurt. And then I didn't bruise a lot, but I would see it, but I would be tender, you know, whatever.
Right.
And then they do some of the machines afterwards. And I did notice a difference. And this guy was awesome. He really got in there, and his hands were like a machine.
Right.
But I didn't care for the place. And the owner of the place
was like a money hungry, it was just not cool. And they pissed me off, and you and I had spoken, and you were like, well, come. And I was, you know, and I came in and I showed you what I wanted, you know, to do. So you're listening to Real Talk with Karen Stacey live on MiamiMikeRadio.com. And I am talking to Mary right now, who is the owner of Without a Slice, which is a non-surgical alternative for the body beautiful. And I happen to be one of her biggest fans, not only because I love her, but because of the work that she does. So I was going, I don't know when I went, maybe in April I started.
We started in April.
I want to say.
Yes, we started in April.
So we started in April, and a couple of summers ago, because I'm a dirty stay out in the summer and I don't go to the gym, I don't do anything, I got this little poochie thing on the top of my stomach, right? And I said, I can't with that thing. What is that? And who gets a poochie thing on the top of their stomach? You get the poochie thing on the bottom of your stomach, not on the top of your stomach. So now I work out. I eat clean, except in the summertime. I eat well. I eat clean. I work out. So I'm not lazy. I mean, I am lazy, but I'm not lazy about trying to keep my body the way I want it to. So when I went to you, I said, I can't deal with this. I don't know where this thing came from, and I want it to go away. And you were like, all right. Now, typically, so you did she did a number of things on me, but one particular thing that you did was, it's not Cool Sculpt. What is it called?
Cool Slimming.
Cool Slimming. And what does that actually do? What, it's a machine, correct?
It is the machine. That is the name of the machine, and what it does is fat freezing. So what we do is, I don't go by what the modifications of the machine tells me to do, because everyone's different. So by measuring you, taking a complete history of what we're going to do, we have an action plan, then we do the settings. So we warm up the area. The handle is placed on the area we've spoken about, and it warms it up at 40 Celsius. For about 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, depending on what kind of work I need to do.
Okay.
So then, after like that time of warming it up, we begin to freeze it. We initially freeze it at a -5, and then we increase it to -7.
So why do you heat it and then freeze it?
Because in physics, anything you heat and then freeze immediately after, upon touching, it breaks.
There you go.
So that's just physics, and high school physics at that. You don't need any further.
Don't be a show off about your physics, all right? So, high school physics.
It is. This is what it is. Like the apple.
And I knew the answer to that question. I was just asking it for all of you listening.
So, so after that's done, we do a somewhat similar to a deep tissue, but what I'm doing is I'm grabbing the frozen fat cells. To break it up. Now, this goes into your lymphatic system, and then you urinate it out. You may or may not have heavier urine flow, darker urine flow, a little smellier, because that's fat cells that are dying. Will those fat cells return? No, because you urinated them out. Mm-hmm. However, if you're going to engage in a lifestyle that's going to keep them there, then you would have to do what we call maintenance on you.
Okay.
And then we help you maintain that.
Okay. So let's say that the person, and again, everybody's different. So for instance, when you saw me, you told me you thought probably by like the third treatment,
yes,
we would be doing good. Now, that was not wrong. It definitely was better, but you still were like, yeah, you were still like that.
Right.
So, you know, you can't, you would think, right, I'm small, so, okay, you're going to do that, you know, maybe three times, it's good. So it's not like I'm 300 pounds and I want to get rid of that. I was the right weight and I just didn't like, you know,
how it was
area.
Setting in your
right.
in certain areas.
So, again, she might say three, but I probably I've done a lot more than three. And but now the results are there.
Yes.
So now it's just a matter of maintaining it, like you said.
Maintaining it and also getting it to your what you feel happy with in the mirror.
Yeah.
Now, you did send me some pictures and you looked very good.
Oh, Thank you.
So, you know, we started working on other areas too.
Yes. We've been working on my stomach and we've been working on my legs. Now, the legs is a lot harder, you know, to do because do you find that, like, you know, I know there are a lot of people listening right now that probably, especially the stomach, like, that's a big thing. And for guys, that's, like, a huge thing. We did a show about how, like, men should, you know, not, big bellies don't work with men. That men need to, they shouldn't have beer bellies. They shouldn't look more pregnant than their wife, you know.
It's not healthy.
That's just, first of all, it's not healthy because belly fat is the most dangerous, correct?
Well, it's one of them. The belly fat lays on the mesenteric artery that runs straight through the heart.
Oh.
So that's causing more pressure on there. So you're going to be more prone to having some cardiovascular disease associated with it. So that's why it's not.
I never knew that.
Good to have, not men or women. A man can lose the fat faster than a woman. I know, but they don't have the amount of hormones that women have.
Yeah, we know. They have the, like, I'm good or I'm not good hormone.
Right. My husband can stop eating bread and will lose 50 pounds.
Yeah.
And I haven't had bread in God knows how long. I know. And I'm still working on it.
You know? It's crazy. He'll stop never go on a diet with a guy.
Never.
No woman should ever go on a diet with a guy because that mother flipper is going to be like, oh, this wasn't so bad. And he'll lose like 10 pounds. And like
overnight.
Me, I would lose like one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would lose like one and be starving. And that would be, you know, so yes. But this is something that men and women can do. So a lot of guys, you know, there are a lot of guys that are in decent shape, but they have those love handles.
Yes.
They have that little bit. And so, women, too.
Especially at 40, it's harder for them just as much as a woman after that age to lose these little target areas that nobody really likes hanging over their pants.
Right. And so that's when you can actually sculpt, right?
Yes.
Because that's the whole thing is that you could work out from here till kingdom come.
Mm-hmm.
To sculpt your body is really, I mean, I'm sure it can be done with certain trainers, I'm sure that are, you know, they're trainers right now that will probably like send me hate mail, but if you put the muscle into a certain place, if you will, you can sculpt your body, but not all of us produce muscle the same way.
No.
So, like, me personally, I am not a muscular person. I was a dancer my whole life. My father works out all the time. Mm-hmm. He's toned, but he is not built. My mother danced every day of her life. She was toned, but she was not muscular. It's not in my genetics to be that way.
Right.
So I have to kill myself, you know, to do that. Like, my son this morning was like, oh, Mom, you're going back to the gym. Got to work on that. He's shaking the bottom of my arm. And he's poking me the other day in my back. He goes, Mom, what is that right there? I'm like, well, you know what that is? That was me being 38 years old and having you. And my bra was a 32. And it went up to a 42 because you were in there and stretched everything out.
Wow.
And the skin doesn't really like to go back. So, you know, you have a 10-year-old, you know,
who can drop weight at a second just by playing sports.
But he's pointing out my flabby arms and whatever. So the point is that do I work out? Yes. Did I, have I this week, this month, two months, 3 months? No. But these are problem areas for a lot, women especially, under the arm, big problem area. Mm-hmm. You know, men, the stomachs, right? The chin.
The chin.
Right?
Very
they
popular.
Carry a lot of that. The chin.
Right.
So you could get the fat out from under the chin too?
I can contour the chin. So we have a device that will go right here. So you just can't do this one area. You have to come here and pick it down.
You need everything
so
to
it's
pull
more
up.
Than one treatment.
Right.
Unless you want to look around like you have a hickey, you know, necktie hickey, which is not pleasant. And it also can be a little painful too.
I would just lie and tell people I had really rough sex.
That's what with a Hoover.
I'm only kidding. Well, listen, at this point, you got to take what you can get. No, I'm only kidding.
So, now there's scarf season, we can do that.
Yeah,
but no,
right?
We try to eliminate the bruising, the breaking of the tissue. We try to eliminate that because we want a healthier way. Now, a physical fitness instructor, a trainer, has the right concept. But guess what? Just like I have the right concept, they have the right concept. We need the party that wants the right concept to work as much to follow all the instructions.
Right.
So, because people, I think this last decade, people have no time for anything. Least themselves.
And they want the easy way
and
out.
And it's easier to go and get cut. It's easier to go. I don't offer you any magic wand to get rid of it. If you're going to work with me halfway, I'm going to work with you halfway. And that's 100%. And that includes being physical.
Right. So see, that's, and that's something. So even, but let's call a spade right now too. Let's say life is good enough to you and you want to go for liposuction or a tummy tuck or whatever it is. There are a lot of people that I know that have had liposuction. Their bodies became almost deformed because when they had the liposuction, like for instance, I knew someone that did it under the chin and they did their love handles and that's where they always got their fat. So now they gained weight and their face was completely distorted and their trunk was completely distorted because the weight wasn't able to distribute where it normally right. was. So their trunk looked like a box and their face looked like a box because it was removed from there.
Right.
So, I mean, what are your thoughts on plastic surgery? Like, when would you say, like, you know what, I can help you with this? Or you might say, you know what, like, would you incorporate plastic surgery with what you do? Because I know you can probably incorporate what you do with plastic surgery.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's vice versa. First of all, you have to break up some of that stubborn fascia that's there, that cellulite. You have to break up those fat. In order, because when they go in to do plastic surgery, they're puncturing,
right.
puncturing.
Right.
And the more you have, the harder it is for the...
So dense, right?
It's dense. But the outcome that you want, unless your body's prepared for it, that's why sometimes plastic surgeons will send you to people like me to do those massages or other massage therapists to break up. And those are quite painful to do.
Well, when I was at that other place, there was a lot of like Brazilians and they would go to Brazil or, you know, wherever, and they were coming in and they were getting those massages.
Right.
And I mean, you could see it was hard as a rock and they were in agony with what they were doing. So like, it's not plastic surgery. If anybody's never had it before or had the experience with somebody, you don't just walk into the plastic surgeon, they suck you out and then the next day you're skinny.
You come out swollen, you come out in all the pain. There's been trauma that's occurred to your body. So what happens with trauma is that the muscles go into this protection mode and it gets harder. So everywhere that you've had been cut and sucked at and pulled at, that area becomes so hard. What do we tend to do when we're in pain? We guard. Don't touch it. Don't move.
Right.
So you need to have these massages. You need to be physical. You need to get up. You need to move. You need to walk at the bare minimum, so that you can get the outcome you desire from it. So, yes, back and forth. If you want to do plastic surgery, I'm going to say do the most you can first to get to where you want to be. Be more than halfway. Meet the doctor 3/4 of the way. That way, when you come out of plastic surgery and you go back to being active and living a positive lifestyle, you're not going to look funny. You're not going to have that little roll there where the incision was. Now, I've had quite a few clients that have gone either outside of the country to have plastic surgery or even from here that have either eaten or sat their way through a tummy tuck. And now I have surgical incision sites that I have to deal with and break up that tissue as well as the fat around that area.
So now it's double trouble.
It's double work for them.
So that's for everyone involved. So that's the thing is that, you know, I mean, look, everybody wants the magic wand.
Right.
Okay, we all do. But unfortunately, some of us, there are some people out there, you know, I had a girlfriend, I talked about this on the show before, we used to go out when we were kids, I mean, young, 20s, whatever, and she had a daughter young. And she used to wear these little half shirts because her stomach was just like banging. And I'm like, you bitch, you had a kid and like your stomach is banging. Like, how do you do that? And I was in my 20s, so I didn't have a kid. And I was like, oh, but that she was, and she would be the type that if she walked up and down the stairs 3 times, her muscles and her legs would come out. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Because this is how some people are, right? And people say to me a lot,
They go, oh, well, because you could afford to eat that, or, well, you're skinny, or, well, you this. And I look at them and I'm like, thank you. It is really not easy at all. You know, right. There are some people that it's very difficult for. You know, some people go on a diet, and, like, I'll go on a diet and I'll lose, like, if you're supposed to lose 5 pounds, I'll lose one. I'll follow it exactly the same way as every other person. I'll lose one. Everybody else will lose 5. Just like you said, everybody's right. body is different, right? Mine is stubborn. So shocking, I know, for me personally, is something big. There are other people that can do it. I'm sure you've had people that you do the tummy thing too, and after 3 things, you got cuts in their stomach, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happens because
at one,
those are the bitches yeah. that, you know, look like that. And I will call you all a bitch, because if you can look like that and not have to do anything, I don't like you. No, I'm only kidding. Stop. More power to you. God bless you. I'm just like, and I'm not a jealous person, but that's some good stuff there if you got it, right? But if you don't, there are other alternatives. So not only so let's talk about all the treated areas. So you can do stomach, right? You can do like the love handles.
Everything but the breasts and the genitalia.
Anything. So you don't do vaginal tightening?
No.
Right, no. I think that's a new thing now.
It is a new thing.
I see all these things come up on Groupon. What are we really, like, is everybody just, like, bouncing around so much? Everybody's on Tinder dates that they need to have their vaginas tightened? What the hell is that?
One of my machines is equipped to do that. However, I think you should...
All right, we're running a special. Anybody that wants their vagina tightened, Mary's going to charge you double.
No, I think we should first check is, do you want it because you're urinating when you laugh, or
sometimes
they want it for that. And in that case, that's not just the vagina. That's also your urethra, good. Your yeah. bladder, and you should be under medical.
Yeah.
You should be under a doctor.
At least
I would be.
I would be too.
And if to get your vagina tight, well, there's Kegels.
Right.
You know.
We all know Kegels. We could be squeezing right now, and you know.
And that's
even
also
know.
Healthy for us women to do.
Although if I started doing Kegels, there might be a puddle, so you never know.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, but it's an upcoming thing.
That's crazy.
And it kind of is uncomfortable to do. I
would imagine. What are you doing?
There's such a thing as a vaginal ablation. It happens to when women have too much menstruation.
Okay.
Usually at a certain age that happens.
Okay.
So they get an ablation and they try to reduce the menses, the blood flow.
Okay.
So this is done to the whole outer wall of the vaginal canal.
Oh.
So it doesn't affect the uterus on top, not the uterus, cervix on top, but the vaginal wall. And it causes some tightening. Yes, it does. Oh, look, we disconnected.
No, it does this to me halfway through for some reason. Guys, just give me a shout out and let me know if we're still on Facebook Live, because it's telling me, is it going? What's it doing?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. It would help if I had it on the thing. I'm just trying to see. I don't know. Is it going? Did I see my thing? Yep. There it is. I'm still on there. Can you guys all see us on Facebook? Okay. I see likes. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know. And we started talking about vaginal tightening and the freaking...
It got nervous.
This happened when I was with my last... A couple of weeks ago when I had the medium on and we started
talking about
stuff and the same thing happened.
Yeah, it just connected. Yeah.
Too much energy in the room. Let's not talk about vaginas anymore.
No more vagina tightening.
All right. So any part of the body you can tighten or reduce size, right?
We can contour, yes.
Contour and reduce size. Now, besides that, but there's more.
There is more.
So, besides being able to fix your belly and your hips and your chin and all of that, she can fix your face too.
Yes.
I mean, she can't, like, if you were hit with the ugly stick, I don't know how much you could do with that. No, I'm only kidding. But, she does a non-surgical facelift, all right?
All therapy.
And it's a non-surgical facelift. And I have done that as well. I posted a picture of myself shortly after I had done it. And again, when you do things like this, it's like anybody that treats themselves naturally, okay? So if you are using, let's say, a natural antibiotic, it's going to take your body a couple of days for that natural antibiotic to do its job. Even still, when you take a regular antibiotic that's prescribed by the doctor, it still takes a couple of days for it to
hours,
do its
right.
job, right? So you have to understand that when you're working with your body, it's just like going on a diet. If you go on those stupid crash diets where you're eating ice cream and what's that one, that military one? You eat vanilla ice cream at night, you have a cup of coffee, and you eat beets and hot dogs or whatever. It's like some crazy diet. It's a three-day diet.
It's not going to work.
That you do. So you're supposed to do this three-day diet and you lose 10 pounds in 3 days. Of course, Karen never loses that. So, you know, it's you're never going to get to where you want to be in 3 days. So when you do something like this, you start to see it working and improving, just like the body treatment. So when she does, let's say, my stomach, you'll notice something afterwards, but you continue to notice because it continues to work because your body has now kicked in.
Right.
And it's doing what it's supposed
right.
to do.
Right.
So the face is very similar because, if I'm not mistaken, when you do the face, it makes you produce
your
collagen.
Own natural
is that right?
collagen, which we have plenty of. But of course, I don't recommend smoking. If you want to keep your collagen, well, smoking kills it.
Right.
Smoking cigarettes kills the collagen, as well as excessive alcohol and excessive processed foods.
So you know what? The excessive alcohol is going to be a little bit of a problem. You're going to have to work a little harder on my face.
No, I don't. No, you have natural collagen. And, you know, it's easy working on skin like yours because you take care of yourself. You take care of your insides. And that's equally as important as taking care of the outside.
Right. And, I mean, that is very true. And I guess that's what I'm trying to say is that you have to realize that doing something like this. So you do see a difference, and it depends on how well you know yourself. So she did me, and I know you did areas. Like, I don't know if you did a full one. I think you might have done like a light full one the last time, but you really
it was
didn't
light.
Do like a full
right.
full.
I didn't do a full one.
So
no.
you did like I wanted over my
the
my
feathering.
Lip. Over my lip, I didn't like the wrinkling, not feathering. Mm. The wrinkling over here I hated, and when I talked, you could see it. And then you did around my eyes.
Right.
Now I looked at myself in the mirror afterwards and I said, holy shit, my eyes, like all underneath, were much tighter. And I said to you, look at me. And you were like, holy crap, yeah. And, you know, we and even with above my lip, I mean, I've been in the sun. I'm wrinkling up because I've been in the sun and I haven't gotten to see you, and I'm looking forward to doing that. But even my father, who's 76 years old, mm-hmm. went and got two treatments,
yes.
So that's normally how you package that when you get your
facelift? So a person like you who takes care, drinks proper water, goes the full yard to do proper nutrition, and it's okay not to be 100 during the summer. That's our playtime. It's easy. Two treatments is okay. And your father as well, his skin was good. So it reacted well. There are some people where I've done three treatments to. Now, I will only do three treatments in 1 year.
Okay.
Because I don't want to cause injury to the face.
Okay.
Or therapy, if it's the same thing as a facelift, but we don't break the skin. We don't pull back your face. And then work on the tissue underneath, the muscle.
But now, how long does it last? I'll go back to your other question. Like, how long does it last? So I go to you, and I go to get a facelift. So let's say your normal two times.
It should last 18 months, 18 to 24 months.
So,
and then you just need touch-ups after that.
If I'm not mistaken, though, and I've been told this with other treatments, you know, the one thing we do have to remember is we are still aging.
Exactly.
So, in other words, if you get it done this year and you're I'm 49, by the time you're 50, what you did lasted, but the world has still showed itself on your face, right? So I assume...
Well, it shows on your face when you don't hydrate with water.
Okay.
Enough. Now, remember, sugar, fried foods, processed foods, smoking. When I say excessive alcohol, I mean everyday drinking. And there's some summers where I can drink every day. You know, but they're now it's school back to school, and we're not doing that by the pool anymore.
Yeah.
So all I would need to do in another year, right, after your next treatment, will wait 2 years, and it's just be touch-ups in the areas.
That's crazy.
Proper hydration inside and out. Water. You can dehydrate your muscles, your organs inside your body, you know, like detrimental to you.
Yeah.
So the outside is just one part. The inside is another.
And your skin is what? The biggest organ?
The biggest organ in your body is your skin. Yeah. Yes.
So you're listening to Real Talk with Karen Stacey live on MiamiMikeRadio.com. And I am talking to my very special guest, Mary. And we are talking about right now, she has a spa. Well, she has a few actually at this point because she's growing like crazy. And it's called Without a Slice, and that is because she offers non-surgical body improvement, beauty improvement, you know, improvement. And so what I want to get, you know, because now I'll get into my real talk, right? So now let's keep it real. So now you, I don't know how old you are.
I'm 55.
Okay, and I don't know if anybody could see her, but her skin is gorgeous. She barely, I don't think you have any makeup on, do you?
I put a little something on.
You put a little, you just look like you, a little bit of, I know you.
B&B, whatever
that is. You've been, it's like a colored moisturizer, a moisturizer, right? So, Mary has been through hell and back recently, and we'll talk about that too if she wants to. Medically, she has a lot of things going on. And she, you look at her face and she, there's, you don't have any filler.
No.
You don't have anything, right?
No.
Okay. So everything on your face is you and you've created and made. Correct?
Right. Yes. Absolutely.
I've contoured. Whatever. Okay. So that alone should be like the price, that's worth the price of admission right there. So now let's talk about just an idea of expense wise. Because let's go to something like, for instance, fillers, okay? Fillers are a temporary fix.
Yes.
Okay? They should be administered by someone, in my opinion, in the medical field.
An RN is the only one that can do fillers and Botox.
Well, I've heard in certain spas and stuff that sometimes they can take a course. I thought they were able to take a course, and if they were like an esthetician or they had something that they were able to do that. I know. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I'm sure so people bent the rules for that, but you should be a registered nurse or higher to do that.
Right. So, you know, I mean, and that's something that also, look, nothing comes without, you know, a risk, right? But, you know, if you do Botox, and now Botox, for anybody out there that doesn't know what that is, Botox is, it basically freezes, right? And it freezes everything.
The area,
right?
Yes.
The area, right? So the point to that is, you know, that there's not, you don't have much expression. So for me, I liked it because I'm always like this, and I'm always squinting, if you will, and I always have that look, and it's like a strained look. And my girlfriend always used to hit me, and she was like, I'm going to put a piece of tape there, like, stop it. And she would hit me right there because I would always just have that face on, right? So I don't know when I went and I had Botox done, and I was a paranoid nut because if they hit the wrong nerve, your eye will droop.
It'll stay like that until it wears off.
So, yes. Like, you can't go
that is
to
true.
Some, you know, like, that's why you see Groupons and then whatever. Now you got to worry. Like, what if I'm getting somebody just out of school or I'm getting, you know, somebody that doesn't know what they're doing. They're sticking this thing in me And God forbid it hits the wrong, you know, thing.
Right.
So that's A. B, if I'm not mistaken, and please chime in here, the effects of Botox last, what, 3 to 5 months?
Right.
Okay?
At the most,
3 to 5 months. And the average, a cheap person charges $10 per unit.
Right.
And the average person needs at least 50 units. Right? So that's $500. And so if you do the math, if you really need it, you're getting off cheap if you could go 6 months. That's $1,000.
Right.
Okay? If you do what I do, you may not, you know, like with the squinty thing, you probably need it one more time. So that would be $1,500 for the year. So that's just for the Botox. Now, the Botox you can do in your forehead, right, in between your eyes, you know, the wrinkles and lift, do a little eyebrow lift or whatever. They put, where else do they put it? They put it around your eyes.
Eyes, the lips, the frown lines here.
I never heard that with Botox.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. See, so it really depends. Some of these injectable people are amazing and they can use, you know, they do amazing work. Don't get me wrong. So you have that. So let's just call that $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about those of us that, because filler is what lifts everything.
Yes.
Okay. So now if you have those jowls, you got to put filler up in the cheek area so that it lifts.
Right.
Okay. Or you do it in those, what are these, marionette?
Marionettes,
right? And they'll put the filler in there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do around your eyes, they'll do filler and Botox, right?
Together.
Because they're going to freeze it and then fill it.
Right.
So if I'm not mistaken, filler on even at about $600 for filler. Mm-hmm. And it's anywhere from probably $500 to $800 depending on where you go.
Right.
Right? So that's filler. I most people could probably use 2 vials of filler in their face. If they accept
right.
you, of course.
Right.
But most people would need 2 vials. So let's call that $1,300. And I'm low-balling. Let's call that $1,300. Right. So if you... So, and that's one. So if you want to do that, and now fillers last anywhere from, they usually last about 6 months, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, depending on your lifestyle too.
Some of them now last longer than that. They have the other ones now that last longer than that. They last maybe 8 to 10 months or 12 months, depending on it. Then there's another thing called, I think, Sculptra or something. And I knew somebody that loved that. But that, again, it's $1,500 to do it. And they do your whole face. And that's the one that's supposed to last for 2 years because it's supposed to make you produce collagen.
Right.
So they fill everything in. And it makes collagen. But you have to do it twice within, like, a two-month period. So it's $1,500 the first time and $1,500 the second time. So let's say... $3,000 and you're good for, let's say, 2 years. So maybe that's $1,500 a year. So that's cheaper than the other things we were just talking about.
Right.
Right? So now, if you don't go that route and you do your Botox and then you do your filler, if you really need that and you're using it, you're at about $2,000 a year, right?
Probably,
easily.
Yes.
Give or take.
Yes.
So now, I go to you and I want to get my facelift. Give me a price range of where you're at for something like that.
A complete facelift is $600 with me. That includes one touch-up.
That includes one touch-up. So that means that you have that, and that is good for...
at least 2 years. 18 to 24 months.
And you're constantly seeing improvement.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So... that there is your value right there. Now, could somebody incorporate both? Like, in other words, like me personally, I really wanted to get something done over the summer because my squinty thing, I told you, I hate this. And I was looking at myself in pictures, and I don't do filters and all that stuff, and I saw that these lines in between my things, and I was like, oh my God, I need to who knows how to do that filter thing, because this don't look good. Because I have done that, and I haven't done anything in a long time now. And I actually contacted a couple of injectors and, you know, doctors and nurses and stuff. And I had five people that wanted to do something, and it never came to fruition.
Wow.
So, you know, my goal was, you gave me the facelift. I wanted to freeze what I had so that I would be good.
Stay there, yes.
So now, could we do something like that? Like, for instance, let's say I do my facelift with you, and so, or anybody can do a facelift with you, mm-hmm. and you have your two sessions. So now everything looks good, but like I still can move this, because obviously you're not filling it with anything and preventing
right,
it from
right.
moving. You're just increasing the collagen and making it look better.
Right.
Right. So could somebody go and get a facelift with you, and then maybe a non-surgical facelift, and then maybe go and get Botox, and that way it would keep what you
yes.
did?
So what I recommend, if you want to do that, but then the day you get the Botox or the filler, see me that day or the next day so I can massage it into the area so that it doesn't just stay in one area. So meaning I can lift it up with a gentle gauge of massage to the face, spreading it to the areas that you need, lifting it up naturally so it doesn't look like you injected two golf balls into your cheeks or, you know.
Yeah, but shouldn't, I mean, and that's amazing that you can do that, but I mean, I would hope that whomever you're going to would be doing that.
They don't normally do that.
They
no.
don't?
They just inject you.
Huh. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So that's, I mean, so I'm just trying to show that, you know, there are other alternatives.
Yes.
For people that are afraid. There are a lot of people that are afraid of needles.
Yes. And, you know, the first time it hurts a little bit.
And also, you're putting something foreign into your body.
Yes.
And you never really know how your body is going to react to something foreign until something foreign is in your body.
Is in your body.
And then you're kind of shit out of luck.
You're stuck with it.
Once it's there, I know you can do something to get it out, but I wouldn't even know. I mean, I know a doctor has said that to me before. If there was an issue, like if the muscle, you know, they got the muscle,
they can drain
something
it.
That they can right. do that would remove.
They can definitely drain the area.
Okay.
So,
I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, but I'm trying to bring to the attention that sometimes people don't like needles. Sometimes people don't want surgery, you know, but we still want to feel good.
Yes.
And some of us don't have that kind of money.
Right.
That's a lot of maintenance.
Yes, it is. Getting old is maintenance.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, you inject stuff in somebody's face, and then you pulled this up, you made this stop, you did that, and then what happens in 5 months?
You need
everything
it again.
Everything goes back down, and where are
right.
you going to be?
Right. That's with the proper massage, you're able to maintain it a lot longer. So there's a catch-22 here. You want it, okay, you want the instant gratification, fine. But learn how to maintain it. It's
right.
just not about injecting yourself with something or planting something in there. Because I've had someone that did a chin implant, you know.
Okay.
She was an actress.
Okay.
You know, men do it too. Well, mostly actors. But these things that have to be massaged in.
Okay.
So it can look natural. So you don't look like someone just dropped something
on
you.
Shot something on
your
chin.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's, I think that has to, you're seeing that with a lot of different things, is that, you know, it's important to incorporate.
Yes.
Right?
Incorporate the holistic portion to whatever modifications you want to do.
So, you know what? And that's why I love you, because you, well, one of the reasons why I love you, you also make a lot of your own products.
Yes, I do.
So, I used to be called the mad chemist when I was in cosmetology school, because I love mixing color and creating and everything. And then after I went through what I went through with my son when he wasn't well, and we touched upon this a little bit, I changed everything. And I make my own deodorant. I went to you. I was like, I need zinc. You have zinc for me? And you're like, yeah, here. And, you know, I make my own toothpaste, you know, a lot of different things, right? And you are like a crazy little chemist too.
I love
and
it.
And like you ordered a new blender, you couldn't wait to use the blender and make the thing. You're like, I'm perfecting it and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. What do you think the importance is in, like, why would someone want your product over Lancome's?
Vegan. Plant-based. Okay. Everything is plant-based. And it has to be certified if I buy in bulk. If I don't plant it myself, as you saw some of my mint growing and my oregano, if I don't grow it myself, it must be certified that it's vegan. And then I have to do an intake on the person. I need to know what you do with yourself, how you do it, if you're active, if you're not active, because all this has determinations to a person, you know. And the long run is you're not getting the modifiers that they put into it. You know, you're paying for the name Lancome, Clinique. You're paying for MAC.
But there are chemicals in
there. There are chemicals in that.
And the skin is the largest organ in your body. That's so right. Now you're putting those chemicals into your body. Right?
Hence is why we have so much skin cancer nowadays. It's not just the sun. Yes, the sun is part of it. But retinol is a higher potency of vitamin B.
Okay.
That's all it really is.
Okay.
So from the minute it is mixed with other chemicals that are not plant-based, each day it loses its potency.
Yeah.
So you're really just paying for it. Now, you think it works because, wow, it's like buying a Coach bag.
Right.
This is a nice one. You know, Louis Vuitton.
Right.
You know, Jimmy Choo.
It's got to be.
You know, it's got to be the right thing. And it may work for a little bit.
Right.
But the reality is that it's got chemicals in it. Chemicals that are detrimental. You'll find blotches, or particularly women here over the lip where you see a little discoloration. It's the hair getting darker. You know, these are things that we're putting into our body, on our body. And just because it's topical doesn't mean it doesn't seep into our bloodstream as well.
Right. Well, see, and this is Real Talk. You're listening to Real Talk with Karen Stacey live on MiamiMikeRadio.com. And you are listening to my special guest, Mary, who is the owner of Without a Slice. And we are talking about some non-surgical alternatives for improvement. You know, what I like is that you are an inside-out type of person. So not only do you care about what goes on the skin, you care about what goes in the body, you also care about what the body is going through.
Yes.
So, you know, you are a healer, essentially, on top of what the beautification part of it. You're also a healer because a lot of times, you know, somebody may think that, you know, somebody will look at something and go, like, my little poochie on my stomach. Somebody will go, oh, please, that's nothing. But to me, it's something.
Right.
So whether or not it matters to you is irrelevant. It matters to me. I don't like the way it looks, so it bothers me. So you, as this person, are able to see, because sometimes it's just that little piece, but a lot of times it's not that little piece. It's the big piece. It's their whole...
The whole. Total.
Person.
Total person. Total.
And so you... In order to fix someone, you got to go from the inside out.
Absolutely.
So now, if that person, you know, you have clients of yours that will go to you and get whatever procedure and then go to McDonald's.
Yes. Yes.
And that's just how they are.
And that's
their lifestyle.
Yes.
So they're good with it because they know, as long as I go to Mary and she does what she needs to do, I can continue to go to McDonald's. So it's fine. But if I'm going to you and I'm saying to you, I can only do 4 treatments, then I need to get on board, right?
Yes.
So I need to know that I can't drink soda, that I can't have the sugar, that I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't do that, because that's going to impede my body.
It impedes your body.
Ability.
But the losing of the weight, the contouring of the body, is just one aspect of it.
Right.
If you just take away from it that point, then fine. But the overall picture that I like to, or message that I like to resonate with people, is that longevity.
Right.
Would you like to be an active 90-year-old? Right. Or would you like to be a bed bound? And a lot of these practices that we have that are so easy to do nowadays has long-term effects on the inside of our body, our liver, our gallbladders, our pancreas, you know, three areas that can affect our weight gain, our weight loss, our thyroid function.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of things. That's the, really the message that I want to set forth, because I can massage your cellulite. I can break up your fat if that's what you really want, you know, but I prefer that you live longer and healthier. That's really what I prefer of someone. So, I mean, you want to have your McDonald's, your Burger King, Wendy's, have it, but understand that it's not so much the weight loss that's a consequence of this, or the weight gain that's a consequence. It's also longevity. It's also your cholesterol that cannot be reversed because it hardens in your arteries. That's really the message that I prefer to give. So let's have a give and take. If you need to have it, let's have it once a week. You know, let's try. I don't promote anyone diet. What I do tell you that to start eating healthier, it needs to be by cutting out certain foods, by swapping.
Right.
Swapping in. Because if you're going to cut out all sugar, guess what? You're going to go into detox. You're going to withdrawals. If you cut out dairy, you're going to go into withdrawals.
Right.
You know, dairy withdrawal is bad. A sugar withdrawal is horrible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get the shakes. You don't sleep. Headaches.
Yep.
You know,
you
people
turn into a nasty bitch.
Nasty person with these things. But let's realize that refined sugar, as they have it out there, white sugar, regular sugar, normal sugar, as some people call it.
Right.
The effects on that is your thyroid, your hippocampus, your pituitary gland, your skin. It dries up your skin. You'll notice that, I mean, can't see it on me or you, but in some women my age or younger, their skin becomes a little alligator-like.
Oh, yeah.
It gets very tough.
Yeah.
Let's see how much sugar you're consuming. Hmm. A 12-ounce can of soda contains 32 grams of sugar.
Hello.
That's a lot.
Biggest waste of calories ever.
So let's save it for the martinis. Right. Let's save it for the
martinis.
That's
it. I always drink mine. Absolutely. Right,
me too. Me too.
I do. I drink mine. So. But now, while we're on the health side of it, explain. So, when you do, for instance, the body treatments, you know, your cool
slimming,
and then now besides cool slimming, you have a couple of other machines.
Yes,
that
I have
you
use V-shape, which helps me soften out the fascia, the cellulite,
okay,
so that I don't leave bruising.
Okay,
like some people say, do it harder. The objective is not to break it. Okay. Bodybuilders, to get to where they are, must break the muscle, the tissue inside over and over again until it bulks up. That is called scar tissue. Mm-hmm. There is a difference. You can have it if you want it, but it's not healthy. That leads to other problems in your life.
Hmm. So you have that one and you have one other one too.
The red one, that is laser hair removal using cryotechnology.
Oh.
So it's not hot, it doesn't burn the area, and basically works well within two sessions.
So you do hair removal.
Laser hair removal. Yes.
Okay, so we can get rid of your chunky monkey, and we can make sure you don't look like a monkey.
Yes.
Get rid of that hair.
Get rid of it.
But now, if we were talking before, I just want to go back to when you're doing your body treatments, the goal is to release the fat into the lymphatic system.
Yes.
And then you urinate it out.
That's correct.
So how important is your lymphatic system, and why do we need this to do that?
The lymphatic system is everything. Without a healthy lymphatic system that's able to drain itself properly, a healthy liver, we open ourselves up to diseases that are irreversible. Diabetes, hypo and hyperthyroidism, although that is an autoimmune genetic disorder, but just like diabetes, it has classifications. Did we ruin it ourselves? Did you eat yourself into diabetes? Mm. You know, and you don't have to be fat to have diabetes. I know skinny people who have had unhealthy lifestyle who have type 2, type 3 diabetes. So asthma, allergies, all these things, you need to have the proper filter in your body in order to keep your lymphatic system moving. Once your lymphatic system gets polluted, cancer, that I can't express enough. The first thing that swells up is your lymphatic.
But it's toxic, right?
It's toxic, extremely.
And it's toxins that are released through the lymphatic system, right? So now, how does one, if just a regular, normal, everyday person that has no desire to go see you or anything, how do you know if your lymphatic system is working properly, or like what can you do?
How many respiratory problems have you had in a year? How many allergy attacks have you had in a year? What is your skin telling you? What is the palm of your hand telling you? The discolorations of your nail beds, your conjunctiva, the eye line where you put your eyeliner at. Mm-hmm. All these areas can tell you. Your hair is another indicator. Some people will say, oh, my hair, I used the wrong products. Look at my hair.
Right.
Let's look at what you have put into your body to find out why you have polluted your lymphatic system.
So are you telling me that we get like two for the price of one? So in other words, if we go in and we want you to get rid of our belly or get rid of our love handles or whatever, now you're also causing the lymphatic system to jump in?
Yes.
So now what that will prevent all of the ailments that you were just discussing?
Only as much as you're willing to meet me halfway to learn how to maintain your body. Only as long. We also do the meridian massages, which include...
What does that mean?
Meridian massages is a massage that's more of a healing aspect.
Okay.
Not everyone can lose weight in their tummy area. Let's find out why it's there. We may have to go to the back to find out what organ is being stressed in your body for whatever reasons. Usually dehydration.
Huh.
So you can have cluster headaches.
Right.
You know, usually that has something to do with your plantar fasciitis, with your feet. So we may have to deal with that. The palm of your foot, the thick area by the big toe, there, thickening of the skin there. Some people go and shave it off and scrape it off to get a pedicure. That's indicative of a thyroid inflammation or toxicities causing your lymphatics to go into your thyroid.
Huh.
Your hippocampus, that which gives you chills or not chills, the imbalance in your hormones, also in the top of the big toe. These are different types. Meridian deals with this. Meridian deals with constipation. It deals with allergies. It deals with a lot of ailments that you get tired of going to the doctor and they'll, no, everything's normal, but I'm not crazy. I feel this. Yes, you do feel this. Yes. Let's find out what's going on.
Well, when you go to the doctor, they give you a prescription. That bothers you? Here you go.
Yeah. They're very quick to prescribe things that are not all that great for us.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, I am not one to run to that. I've said it before, and I will say it again. I do believe in modern medicine 100%. There are amazing things that can be done. They can save lives. You are the bionic woman. but it's definitely, you know, I like homeopathy because it like you, you know, it treats the person. So their feeling is what's causing it, right? So what's causing whatever's happening? Let's not give you a pill so that your foot stops hurting. Let's find out why your foot is hurting. It's just a different concept. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, there are plenty of doctors, I'm sure, that want to know the answers to those questions as well. But let's face it, we live in a society now where it's like, you know what, just give me a prescription. You know, most of us are calling the doctor. Yeah, I got a pain in my foot. All right, I'll give you a muscle relaxer. Boom.
Right.
That's it. You know, and you're like, okay, great, bye. And that's it. And that's what you do. And then, you know, a year later, you're on muscle relaxers because your foot still hurts.
And it doesn't hurt anymore. Yeah.
You know, so it's a slippery slope, right? So,
yes.
And so speaking of health, if I may, we've talked about all these amazing things that you are able to do, you know, through your business, both you know, taking people to a happy place, literally with your Mary Will Travel, and then taking people to a better place, because now I can go to, I can go put a bikini on because you helped me fit into the bikini properly, right? So you got the bikini, Mary Will Travel. So
that's
it,
right.
It works, you know, well with that. But you talked in the beginning of the show about how you were EMS, right?
Yes.
And that your medical background, you know, began there.
Mm-hmm.
And that you wanted to help more people, which is after you had some health issues. So quickly, just because I want people to understand, because I personally feel you are an amazing inspiration.
Thank you.
And I, most people, everybody has a story. Most of the times you don't know the stories.
Right.
So I don't know how much of the story you will share, but this woman here is like you're probably going to be like, yeah, okay, well, this happened, that happened, this. Very matter-of-factly, she is the bionic woman. So your health issues began
November of 2001.
Okay.
So it started off with respiratory, my lungs. My lung function is currently at 43. So technically, I could be on oxygen.
I was worried about you walking down the hill, too. You know that, right?
But I've managed to change my lifestyle to a healthier lifestyle. Because my lungs started to deteriorate after 9/11, my heart also started to deteriorate. I've had several cardioversions. I've been in the cath lab maybe 4 or 5 times already. I have 3 tumors in my brain at this point, one in the pituitary gland, one in the left parietal area, and most recently my new shiny tumor is in the prefrontal lobe, and they're probably going to remove that sometime next year. And I have they took out one of my thyroids because the tumor started growing in there. So that was removed about 10 weeks ago.
Yeah.
In the beginning. No, June 26th. Yes. So maybe, about 8 weeks ago. And the recovery has been a little stagnant for my taste. I am classified as a type A personality, but the doctors make fun of me and say I'm a triple A personality because I don't know how to stop. If I had not taken my health into my own hands, I would not be here right now. And I hardly ever have to use an inhaler, a rescue inhaler. I do have to take a nuclear medicine for my lungs once a month, and I do take oral nuclear medicine every Friday of 2 different types of ailments, one for my lung, one for my brain. So what I do to modify my lifestyle is I've chosen to eat healthier. I've chosen to walk, if possible, every day. I get up every day. I do my Qigong. I do my yoga. They did stop me for 3 weeks because there was a problem post-surgery with my heart. And I'm currently wearing a heart monitor for the umpteenth thousandth time. We're hopefully to find the dysrhythmia, ablate it. Yes, they're going to go through my groins yet one more time to stop that. I will need my left ventricle, which one is it? It's one of the valves. It's regurge, and they want to fix that as well, which is just a scraping. They're going to go in there and scrape whatever's on it and fix it. And I should be okay in the next 18 months. I should be back on target. My lungs, I will die from my lungs. They will eventually give way. But as long as I keep my holistic lifestyle of my yoga breathing, my flow yoga, my eating correctly for my lifestyle to live longer. I look at it this way, Karen. I've been given a second chance to live right. I treated my body like an amusement park, taken from that movie. I think it was SWAT. I treat my body like an amusement park.
Okay.
So now I treat my body like a vegan amusement park. Sorry, I'm talking too much.
I
lost my voice.
Oh, that's okay. See?
All right.
Take a breath. You okay?
Yes.
All right, I'll talk for a second in between so that you can catch your breath. You are listening to Real Talk with Karen Stacey live on MiamiMicRadio.com. You need some water?
No, I'm good.
And you are listening to Mary, who is, as I said in my post when I talked about the show, a warrior, in my opinion. You know, she has her own travel agency, Mary Will Travel. She owns Without a Slice, which is a non-surgical beauty enhancement, everything. And she is in the process of gaining multiple locations. Mary trains everyone herself. Most of her assistants are in nursing school or medical school.
Yes.
And those are the people that will work on you. And, you know, we're talking about incorporating a lifestyle. And, you know, I have a couple of trainers that I have connected with over the internet as well that I will have on the show. And, you know, I was talking about, you know, treating the whole person. And so that's the whole thing, is treating the whole person. So somebody like Mary, who, like she just said, I talk too much right now, so she has to take a breath. This woman has everything going on inside of her body. And when I tell you that you never get that from her, we were talking one day, and I mean, she just not matter of factly, but just in conversation, she happens to be a widow as well.
Yes.
And it was nothing that ever had come up in a conversation. We had a couple prior to that. And then she said to me, you know, I understand, I can relate. You know, my daughter was, you know,
six.
Similar in age, yeah. Right? My son was 5 when we lost my husband. Her daughter was 6 when she lost her husband. Mm-hmm. And, you know, boom, you know, no one understands what that's like unless you've lived it. So, you know, that's just like a little thing that she kind of, I don't want to say throws under the rug, because she doesn't throw it under the rug, but that's just part of her history. And I hope, you know, I hope I can, you know, be as strong where that's just part of my history and not what defines me. Because it's very difficult when you go through things like that to not have something define you and to just grow from it and move on. So now, you know, this is just one little thing that we were talking about. You were speaking to me earlier today that your older daughter had some health issues when she was younger that you battled
yes,
with.
Yes.
And you went through that. So, you know, you never know. Like I said, everybody has a story.
Everyone has a story.
What somebody else's story is. So Mary is like just a beautiful soul. So when you go to see her, it's your mind, body, and soul. It's not just you walk into a doctor's office and they poke you, you know, and they stop you from frowning. This is something that's going to take you from the inside out, because you have a real life person that is encouraging you and teaching you, A, and B, is living proof of it. How much weight have you lost?
75 pounds.
75 pounds for a woman, 54, you said?
Five.
For a 55-year-old woman to lose 70 pounds is a lot of weight.
It is.
That is not easy to do.
It is. And it wasn't easy. I had to be determined. I have to want to live. You have to want to live.
And again, when I talk to Mary, I've talked to her about a number of different things while she's doing my treatment or whatever. And, you know, that's what she says. And she just has this zest for life. And so many of us, we don't value each moment and each day.
Right.
Right? Because life is hard. And we get depressed and when we think about things that have passed, and we get anxious when we think about things that may come. So living in the now is a very challenging place to be.
and you are a now person.
Right now.
You're a now person. Right now. And so I think anybody that is lucky enough to be in your presence, that it reverberates. It just, it sends out. And it's an amazing thing. And the fact that she came to try to take care of me, she couldn't even barely walk because she just had surgery, but I'm the pain in the ass, so she's comes in to see me. And, you know, she's like, I think she, you like passed out that day afterwards because you did too much.
I did.
But of course, she's doing my treatment and now she's got to rewire the entire place. And I'm going, Mary, do not bend down and do that. What are you doing?
The scar was still fresh in my neck.
Yeah,
I remember
she's
that.
Like bent down and rewiring the entire salon. I said, Mary, really? Like, this is not a good thing to do. But it's all from, my point is, it's from the inside out, right? So right. Mary's desire to live is stronger than her desire to die.
Absolutely.
So I think that that's something that we should all take away. I always try to give a aha moment. I always try to give people a different way to think. So, you know, there are other alternatives. If you don't want to go to the doctor, you don't want to get cut open, but maybe you don't like the way your stomach looks, maybe you don't like the way your ass looks. You do those ass lifts.
Yes,
too,
I do.
Right?
Yes.
Ass, I never had that. I'm waiting. I got to get rid of the fat first.
Those pictures I can't post.
Before she starts lifting, I got to get that, you know, going there. But there is nothing that can't be improved, right?
Right. Everything can be improved upon.
And it's for the long haul.
Right.
So it's not just that you're going to look good for 5 months. So pound for pound, dollar for dollar, getting a facelift with Mary is going to be the much better bang for your buck, A. B, you're going to do something that is benefiting your body and you're not putting toxins into it. And before I forget, because I don't want the time to go by, I should have probably said it earlier, you have been gracious enough to give our listeners a discount.
Yes.
For coming. So now, I think you do have a special going on at this point for the body treatment, right?
Yes, yes.
Is that correct?
Is new clients only. It's $275 for 3 treatments.
Okay. So that's an amazing deal because usually how much is that?
My prices will always be less than the others. But if you go out to a general doctor, dermatologist to do it, they're going to charge in the range of $2,000 per treatment. My consultations are free. I can give you locations where you can get a competitive information. And that's about it. So new clients has 3 sessions for $275.
All right, which is great.
And any of your listeners that give your code.
Real talk.
Real talk.
That's the code. Real talk.
Real talk. Can get an extra 10%
off. 10%
off.
And of course, if you tell her you're coming from Real Talk, you know, she'll treat you even more special than she normally does. But again, you can get products from her as well. Did I also see on your flyer that you are also working with, like a nutritionist and...
I'm certified in nutrition. Well, my entire staff is certified in nutrition,
there you go.
Massage.
See, that's just a throwaway.
Sorry.
That's just a throwaway. So, we're all registered nutritionists. Well, that's just a throwaway.
So, if you can't help a person in making proper choices or better choices or healthier choices or whatever choice you want it to be, then what good are we for? We're not here just to take your information and your money.
Well, and again, there is no downtime.
No downtime.
Any of the treatments that take place, there is no downtime.
Mm-hmm.
You can go do it during work on your lunch break and go back.
Yes.
As long as time allots.
Yes.
Because nobody's going to know.
And get those appointments fast because they go really fast.
Exactly.
Lunchtime fat freezing.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, better freeze it than eat it, right?
That's right.
And, you know, and you will see it. I mean, me personally, I she can't even get the treatment done, and I'm already like, man, I gotta go pee. Like, you, yes, you know, you gotta go. Like, and you'll notice, actually, today I didn't go that much, which is shocking. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's just from all the frustration. Everything's, like, stuck. Hey, but yes, I, probably just a bad day. But, you know, normally, like, I'll wake up twice in the middle of the night, and I will go. Like, I'm like,
when, oh, you're relaxed, God, later on, watch it happen.
Come out. I'm, yes, sure. I already feel it now. No, I'm doing Kegels right now. No, you know, so that is definitely. So again, mention Real Talk. Now, again, the name of the salon is, well, the name of her business is Without a Slice. So she's located in Westchester, correct?
Yes, I am predominantly located in Westchester. I have two locations in Yonkers and one in Armonk right now. We have inside of Jay's Personal Touch Hair Salon. We're located downstairs. That's 2270 Central Park Avenue. But you can look us up on our website, which is withoutaslice.com, on social media, Without a Slice, and you can give us a call, 914-498-0051.
Okay, and then afterwards, when we finish, we'll put that information in so everybody,
absolutely,
can see that on our Facebook Live video. So now, I don't know, we didn't talk about this, but now I figure I want to take care of my listeners. So what about if they want to go to what about if they want to use you for travel? Mary will travel.
Mary will travel. Call me.
Okay.
Call me, 914-490-0669. And I just put the personal touch into that. Because what I learned in EMS is extracting from people what they want. And going away and sitting on a beach is not a vacation. That's sitting on a beach. And that's okay if you want to do that. But to learn another environment, learn another culture, it's also very fascinating. You may not always want to be with your significant other or the crowd you go with. You know, I like to play golf. My husband likes casinos. So he can play in the casinos and I can go play golf. And, you know, my youngest likes theater. So to find something that's a good fit for everyone,
yeah,
is what makes me different than a lot.
Well, again, mention to her Real Talk. That's,
yes,
your code, Real Talk, and she will do something extra special for you. So you got Mary Will Travel, right?
And Without a Slice.
And Without a Slice. And after the show, we will certainly put up the information. Maybe you can put your card, or we'll just put the link to your website.
Okay.
So that you have that.
Very cool.
And Real Talk, right?
Yeah, Real Talk.
Right. Real Talk. I know.
Real Talk.
So that's just so you, just the off the cuff type of thing, so that, you know, you guys have a little bit more incentive, you know, to go and check out Mary's spot there and try it, because you know what? You know, a good thing to do is before and after pictures too,
yes,
I think, because a lot of times we don't realize. You know, like, for instance, like, you know, like if I'm tan, you know, after a while you look at yourself and you go, I don't even look like I have color anymore. And somebody else looks at you and goes, what are you kidding me? You're dark. And you're like, I don't see it. So it's kind of the same thing. If you lose weight or you change something, you don't always see it because you're looking at yourself all the time. So when you have that picture and you look at a picture from this and then you look at a picture from this, you're like, oh, wow, look at that.
Right.
You know, I showed you a picture of me from like years ago, and it was after I'd lost my husband. So I wasn't eating anything. I dropped a tremendous amount of weight and I had the cuts and everything in my stomach. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why don't I look like that anymore? And when I sent you, I think I sent you both, like I sent you that one and a current one. And, you know, considering that I'm almost 50, we got damn near close there.
Yes. But, you know, now it's healthy. It's not from sorrow.
That's true. Exactly.
Because after I lost my husband, I went down to 90 pounds.
You know what?
And that was disgusting.
That's true. You know, everybody has a different vice, right? Some people eat when they're upset and some people don't eat when they're upset.
We forget.
And it's very true that when you look, feeling good is more important than looking good.
Yes.
Okay.
But if you can do both.
If you feel, if you look good, you feel good normally, you know, and vice versa, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to do what makes you feel good. And Mary is not like a monster. If you went to her and, you know, you needed X amount of treatments, she's not going to turn you away. She's going to work with you because that's just who she is. You know, and those are the type of people that I like to support in businesses. You know, with the other place that I went to, she acted like I was robbing her all the time. And I didn't understand why she didn't like me. And like I said, a lot of the people there were Brazilian. The whole staff didn't speak English. Mm-hmm. They spoke Spanish. A lot of the people that came in were Spanish or from Brazil. But when you were an English-speaking person there, you felt, you know, like you, what are they saying?
Right.
You know, you felt uncomfortable.
Like an outsider.
Right.
Yeah.
And now I understand. So I was okay with some of it. But what I didn't like was that because I wasn't of that culture, it was like she was looking at me. You know, like when years ago they would have those, like the 99 cent store or whatever, and if the wrong person walked in it, the Chinese guy was looking up and down the
aisle. Right, following you around.
Because he thought you were trying to steal from him.
Right.
That's how she made me feel.
Wow, that's sad.
And I was like, what? She's looking at me like, what am I doing? Like, you know, I'm trying to show her, look, what you did didn't work. Look. And she's telling me, well, we did it. I'm like, yeah, but look, it didn't work.
We have to find out why.
I'm not lying. Right. You know, I'm telling you the truth. And now you don't want to make good on it. I don't like that. If you have to stand behind what you do. If you can't stand behind what you do, don't do it.
Right. Absolutely. I feel the same way.
I don't like that. And I don't like, and customer service is huge in anything like that. And just like I was saying before, you have to know the person from the inside out also.
Right.
You know, I mean, just like you know damn well that if somebody you've been treating for X amount of time and all of a sudden you're not seeing the results you thought you should see, you know that they're not meeting you halfway.
Right. We have to we have to revisit everything. We have to analyze. I have sent my patients to go to your doctor, get a comprehensive blood work, and bring back the results to me. Let me sit with you. Because doctors are going to go look for the extreme.
Yep.
And sometimes we don't need the extreme to make some modifications.
Yep.
And we work with it. We work around it.
Yep.
Let's see what's working, what's not. And that's it. There's sometimes people don't realize. I believe women at our age should not, well, you're younger, my age, should not have
not that
much gluten in their body.
Mm.
Our bodies react differently at a certain age with gluten.
Yep.
And, you know, some people take that for granted. Oh, it's just pasta, I'm going to eat it. You know what? Once in a while, it's fine. But we have to revisit. If it's not working, let's find out why it's not working. And if you need to go see a doctor, then I know a lot of them.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing, is that I think that if you're going to invest in yourself, you should invest from the inside out.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, if you want your skin to look good, you got to take care of it. And you got to baby it, and you got to try to do the best that you can.
Right.
And
self-care.
So, yeah. And
self-care.
I mean, and you are certainly an advocate for that because you're living that lifestyle.
Yes.
Now, speaking of that, I mean, you were talking about that, you know, like you try to walk and everything. So when I was doing my research and I was learning about the fascia blaster and all that, they were saying that a lot of times certain exercises actually are a contraindicator
for
the fat.
Right.
So because it traps, like, does the muscle
trap? The muscle traps it. Just like bodybuilders with their biceps,
okay,
and their pectoral muscles, the body traps it there and makes it hard.
So then, what the hell are you supposed to do? I don't know. So what does that mean?
It means you have to modify. That's why that a physical fitness instructor, which we do have one on staff, but I know you know so many, can best indicate to you what the best exercise. And it's not just exercise; it's strengthening and conditioning.
Right.
That's what's equally as important. You know, sometimes you need weights. Sometimes you need to use the strengthening band.
Yeah, yeah.
To make, you know, to do it easier.
So what you're saying, though, is like I always was told muscle burns fat.
Muscle burns fat, but muscle can also be distorted and take the place of fat, which at a certain lifetime, age time, that muscle breaks down again and the fat fills right in.
Ah, okay. So. Because I know that when I was reading up on that, she was saying that there were certain exercises, and I don't remember what it was, that you shouldn't do.
Right.
So I was always under the impression that the more muscle you built, the more fat you would burn.
18 through 35, that would be ideal.
Oh, okay.
18 through 35, that would be ideal.
Damn, I missed that boat.
So,
God damn it, I missed it big time.
Okay. I walk every day because I can walk, I can swim, I can do yoga. I can do that. And walking every day helps my pulmonary and cardiovascular system.
Builds your, right.
And that's why I walk. And it keeps my legs, my bone density good, my muscle tight. And that's why I walk every day. So in your aspect, like squats are going to fill in the muscle, but the divots of the flash of the cellulitis for laymen will just be more pronounced. So we have to work it out so that we can even it out as you. And then once we get to a certain level of working out the cellulite, then we can start modifying with doing some stretching to the legs and then go to doing squats. You just can't become a bodybuilder overnight. You have to work through it, especially if your body's not built that way.
Right, right. Well, you know, so that's, I mean, anybody that's looking to make a change, and like I said, I am going to have, I have two people so far that have piqued my interest. They do programs. Mostly, most of it is done online, to my understanding. And they do programs in terms of, you know, food and I guess a workout routine where they're that they're specifically that's what they do. They're right. Trainers
and age specific. Make sure you find someone that's age specific.
Well, and what I liked is that these people seem to be in touch with the person.
Good.
So I think that like I would love to refer them, you know, I'd like everybody to
make a connect. That's right. That's connect.
Each other's,
let's learn from each other. That's a share. You know, there's not everyone's going to fit into Planet Fitness. I may need someone to go see Susanna, who's on our staff, who is excellent with people that have had medical issues, geriatric training.
Yep.
You know, she modifies so well that she helps the total body or other Sable. Also does fitness as well, and she does a whole lot of stuff with nutrition. So there's a lot of people out there that we can all learn. We can take the best from everyone.
Well, I think it's important because, like I said, you know, people need to take care of themselves. This is a fast-paced dog-eat-dog world. And you have to be around people that support you. Right. And empower you.
Right.
And I don't know, you know, if you're just tuning in this evening, you missed a great show because we talked about this amazing woman that she fights a fight every day. I mean, I had to, you know, talk for her for a few minutes because her lungs were giving out on her a little bit. You know, I mean, there is, you learn so much if you just listen. And if you are blessed enough to put yourself around good people, you know, hopefully that will uplift you. This is a woman that fights the odds every day and continues to be there to serve others and make others feel good in their own skin and tries to help others to live a healthier, more productive, fuller life. So, you know, these are the type of people that I try to bring to you. I know sometimes I do shows, I'm messing around, I joke around or whatever, but I always try to bring something to you that makes you look at things differently. So I hope you look at things differently right now, knowing that there are other alternatives. You don't have to poke yourself with a needle. You don't have to go under the knife. This is for men and for women. We have non-surgical facelifts. The effects of them will last for
18 to 24 months.
To 24 months, okay? If you buy, we already did the math earlier. You do fillers and you do Botox, you're going to be at like $2,000 and better you know, and you're gonna for and you're gonna have to do it every 4 or 5 months. So, you know, we want something that's going to last. This new freezing the fat is a huge thing now. A lot of you see it out there. Always know who you're going to, because not everybody has a medical background. You know, not everybody is trained the same way. So you really should know who you're going to. We have someone here, if you're in Westchester, that is trained in that field and can lead you in those right directions. I was actually talking to a friend of mine. I was telling you the story that I had showed him a picture, and he was like, "What, you've been working out? What's going on with your stomach?" And then I told him, "Well, you know, I started doing these treatments." He goes, "No way. I've been doing them too. I'm on my third one." So, you know, and he lives in New Jersey. So, you know, it's a thing now, because, you know, you don't have to go under the knife in order to improve. And the best thing about it is that you're actually improving your quality of life, because you are helping your health. Yes. Because you are getting rid of toxins and you are getting rid of fat that is not needed. Doing anything right. Good for your body. Mm-hmm. And you're not harming yourself in the process by being injured from, you know, the surgery.
Right.
And again, absolutely. I'm not knocking any type of surgery whatsoever. Hopefully you have a good doctor, and whatever works for everybody is great. I personally don't know that I could go under the knife and do that. I'm very happy doing this. I realize that the results take a little bit longer, but God willing, they're going to last longer. And it's going to put me in a better place. So that's my feeling. That's how my belief, that's Mary's belief. So I'm going to reiterate again. If you use the code REALTALK, you will receive 10% off of any service that Mary does. So she also has a special for, what is it, $279?
$275 for 3 sessions.
For 3 of the freezing...
Fat freezing sessions.
Why I keep screwing that up, I don't know.
It's okay.
But you have 3 for the fat freezing, which is an amazing price. Because a normal person... Well, let me not say normal. After 3 sessions, you will definitely know you had something done.
Yes.
You will see results from that.
Yes.
So for that, you know, that's not, you know, if you start saving your pennies now, you can make it through there. And then, you know, while she's doing that, maybe you can get your face lifted too. We could do everything.
Yes.
We could do it all. So don't forget, Real Talk is the code. So you get 10% off when you go to see Mary. Mary also is, Mary will travel. So if you want to get your bathing suit body together and then go travel, she can help you with that as well. And when I'm going to sign off of Miami Mike Radio in a moment, and then I will put up the information on the Real Talk with Karen Stacy group page. And again, Mary, what's the telephone number where they could reach you?
914-498-0051.
Okay. And also withoutaslice.com. Withoutaslice.com. So you can reach her there as well. She's on Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
everything.
Yes.
Withoutaslice.com or Mary Will Travel. Do you have a .com or no?
Not yet.
All right. So go to Without a Slice. You can get 2 for the price of 1. You'll find her there.
Karen, thank you for this opportunity.
I
had a lot of fun.
I've been talking to you about this for a while. That's right. And you were not there yet because of all your health issues. So I'm happy that you made it here. And I'm sorry that I made you talk so much.
It's okay.
I tried to take over so you could breathe in between. Okay. I want to just remind everybody that we have a lot of great shows on MiamiMikeRadio.com. Mondays, we have DJ Luke at 1 p.m. And then we have Paulie, a.k.a. the Portuguese Prince, at 6 p.m. First Monday of every month is Rob Mush, Mind Candy Mondays. Tuesdays, we have DJ Simply Nice. We have Steve at 1. And then, of course, Real Talk with Karen Stacy at 8 p.m. Wednesdays, we have the Lawyer Listener Show at 8 p.m. Thursdays is the Traffic Jam with Michael Anthony at 4. And then Frankie Mags at 8 p.m. Fridays, we have DJ Simply Nice at 8 p.m. And then at 10 p.m., we have Friday Night Sessions with Tony Sinapi. Saturdays, we have the Geisy Show at 8 p.m. And then the Saturday Night Dance Party with Anthony Mangini at 10 p.m. And then Sundays, we have Anthony Grimaldi. So don't forget, we got a lot of stuff going on. There's always something to do. Check the websites. Check our Facebook pages. If you want to know where the place to be is. Again, I want to thank Tia Maria for introducing us.
Absolutely.
And I don't know. Is that it? I think we're good, right?
We're good.
All right. Well, I hope everybody sleeps well tonight after
good night.
The crazy back to school day. And I do have a debate that I really want to discuss. I don't know if I've lost people at this point because we've been on for so long. But there's a lot of stuff going on right now in New York City. There was an issue now where there used to be religious exemptions that were honored, and they just passed a bill that they were no longer going to be accepted. So I wanted to do a little bit of a debate on that. And again, not anybody bashing anybody, just two different sides of the spectrum. And more importantly, in my opinion, just the fact that our government, no matter what side of the fence you believe, just the fact that our government is taking away our rights is a huge topic for me. And I think we discussed that, and I was going to have Mary actually do the show with me, but she's not available until like the fifth, like for like another 3 months now. So
Sorry. We
got her today and that's it. We're done. But anybody that has, wants to talk about topics like that, please hit me up. I would love to have that conversation. We have a lot of cool guests coming on soon. So stay tuned. I love you all. Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you, Karen.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye-bye. Good night.